Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Former President Biden and his family weighing options now that he's been diagnosed with an aggressive form of prostate cancer.
It's important to understand that prostate normal cells, as well as prostate cancer cells, respond to testosterone. But not all prostate cancer cells respond to hormones. And in this case, the president's prostate cancer cells do respond to hormones, which means that that is another opportunity for treatment in hormone therapy, which is where you would give medication that block the hormone to reduce the risk of recurrence and spread of the cancer.
ABC medical contributor Dr. Darian Sutton. More than 24 people were killed as a line of strong storms moved across the South and Midwest over the weekend, most in Kentucky. Another line of nasty weather that could include tornadoes is set to hit parts of Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri later today. President Trump is set to call Russian President Vladimir Putin in a few hours to discuss the war in Ukraine. Afterwards, he's got a call scheduled with Ukrainian President Zelensky. This is ABC News.
This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Cellcom voice and messaging outage is still affecting customers and communications across the state. In a social media update Sunday, the company said they're still working to restore service, saying it's, quote, not as simple as flipping a switch. The Cellcom outage began Wednesday night. May 2025 marks two critical statewide observances, Aging and Disability Resource Center Month and Older Americans Month, as proclaimed by Governor Tony Evers. Joanne Krulatz has more.
These recognitions highlight the invaluable contributions of older adults and the vital support provided by ADRCs across Wisconsin. This year's Older Americans Month theme, Flip the Script on Aging, encourages all Wisconsinites to challenge age-related biases and recognize that aging is a dynamic, lifelong process. Wisconsin's older adults continue to shape communities through caregiving, volunteerism, leadership, and mentorship. Their time, talents, and lived experiences enrich civic life and drive progress.
Reggie Desimou of Caribbean Taste Food Truck in Area 509 in Appleton celebrated the 6th anniversary of his self-made Haitian food business this weekend, sharing his family's recipes with the community.
Those came down from my mom, and there's no written recipe. It was just like spending time with her in the kitchen and growing up in Haiti. So you got to learn from your mom, because my mom always say, she said, we never know where we're going to end up in life, so we're going to have to learn how to cook, clean, and make sure like we can take care of ourselves. So now it becomes a business.
Saturday's event started in the early afternoon and continued through the night with music, food, and dancing. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Brewers host Baltimore. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, it's the Brewers and the Orioles at AmFam Field tonight for the first of three games. Milwaukee with a 5-2 win over the Twins after losing four of their last five games. I asked Brewers pitcher Trevor Megill, on the 1-10, how badly did they need that win yesterday?
Probably out of 11 out of 10. We really needed that. The energy today and everything just looked and felt great from the first pitch.
Racing, 26-year-old Robert Schwartzman of Israel, becoming the first rookie to win the pole position at Indy since 1983.
I don't know what even to say. The car felt amazing. Coming here for my first oval race, I would never even expect myself to be in this position. It's unbelievable, honestly. Big thanks to everybody. Big thanks to the fans who came here, who were cheering for me. Big thanks to y'all.
Schwartzman clocked at 232.7 miles per hour. The Indy 500 coming up on Sunday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today with a high in the mid to upper 50s this afternoon. A little breezy at times, especially later this afternoon. Tonight, breezy with showers after midnight, or low in the low 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered rain and a high in the mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care, together we build better lives.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Professor Howard Schwaber.
The point is worth making that an individual government official with the power to unilaterally declare that people can be seized without any opportunity of a hearing of any kind is getting really close to the model of rule that the American constitutional system is entirely designed to resist.
Entirely designed to resist. Antithetical to our foundational principles.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, May is Mental Health Awareness Month. The fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke, will join us to talk about resources for Wisconsin farmers. Please don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of the Todd Allball Show.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, here on a cold Monday morning. Terry says there will be a celebration of life for Coach Race on Friday, May 30th at Black Sheep. Tributes at 6:30. Terry, I didn't know that. I just seen that private whatever. So thank you very much. I will definitely try to be there. Thank you very much. Dale was such a great friend of mine. I mean, I remember he's the kind of guy, you know, he's a head coach, Hall of Fame head coach, you know, great coach at Green Bay. Players loved him. And I remember one time a hospital in Manitowoc was putting together a 3-on-3 tournament, kind of whatever. And I asked Dale, would you help at all with him? He came down and ref the games.
Wow. That's cool.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
That's the kind of guy he was right there. All right, we're with two of our favorite people, Brett Jansen and Beckett K. Pickleball for a cause was held over the weekend.
Pickleball for a purpose.
Got it.
Oh, purpose. I'm sorry. For a cause, it was a purpose.
Well, it was a good cause.
But we just screw up Todd.
It was
sorry.
Todd had a rough weekend. He was eating Caribbean food and drinking rum all weekend.
Todd, in your defense, they came in and told us it's pickleball for a purpose. I crossed it out on my sheet and wrote purpose. John? Okay. Anyway.
Wow,
Todd. You had a successful event.
Todd, that was an angry bell.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes there's a ping. And there's a
right.
Bang, bang, bang.
It's a happy bell. Yeah. Yeah, that was an angry bell. So we talked about this last week, that you guys were putting on kind of a first-time event, pickleball for a purpose, to raise money. So tell us about how it went.
Yeah.
And welcome.
Thank you.
Yes,
appreciate it.
Absolutely. Welcome, welcome.
This time we gave the overview on Thursday, and now we're on the other side of it, and happy to join my buddy Bex here. He's a big pickleball guy, so we're growing a lot and, you know, trying to get exposure to different markets, different types of people, because that's kind of my heart in all of this, is to make pickleball accessible. You know, it's a healthy sport because you get the community aspect of it.
Right.
You have the socialization. You know, research says, Mayo Clinic came out and said your life expectancy is 7 years longer if you play a racket sport, because it, you know, your cerebellums, your coordination
you
center,
serious?
Your brain. Yeah, there's research behind this, because it's like, wow. Helps your,
really
your balance, your
did your they specify racket?
Process. Yeah, any racket sport. So
really?
Ping pong, tennis, pickleball,
you call my,
the up-and-coming sport.
Would you call my golf club a racket?
That's a stretch.
I just stole Beck's racket now.
Yes.
That's a paddle. Just remember, that's a paddle.
That's right. I'm going to go hit it against the school wall. Remember you do that with your kid playing against the school walls?
Yeah.
How'd it go, Bex?
It was very good interviewing AJ. Very fun. I feel like I asked some good questions, meeting him for the third time, so I knew some stuff about him. Pickleball went good. I didn't have my best day ever, but I didn't have my worst. It was pretty good. I feel like everything, they had food trucks. I attracted a lot of people, even though there was a storm. It still worked out pretty well. I think it went very good.
Great.
And just to remind our audience, Beckett is a 10, 11? How old are you?
10. I'm about to be 10 and a half.
Yeah, 10 and a half. But at DaVinci, and has started a podcast a year and a half ago?
About, yeah. Okay. Coming up on it.
And you interview, you've interviewed Mark Murphy, John Mino, you've interviewed some sports figures, and A.J. Dillon. You guys kind of became friends in that first interview. Bill Jarts. So where did the money go? Why was A.J. Dillon there?
Because, like, the main, like, sponsor of the night was the Dillon Family Foundation. Mm-hmm. And if I'm correct, the money went to the Dillon Family
Foundation.
It did.
Yeah. It did. Okay. Do you know what the Dillon Foundation, what their mission is?
They help kids with, mm-hmm. like, insecurity and give them food.
Yep. That's a great foundation. So yeah, we need to support that. And that was nice of you guys to do this pickleball tournament and make them the recipient.
Did you work out with AJ afterwards in the weight room?
No, I probably couldn't lift like a 1 pound weight.
That'd be interesting just to watch what he lifts. Because he is, you got to stand next to him to realize he is a solid big man.
He can probably lift more with his quads than with his arms.
Yeah, it's incredible what that man is.
Tell them about, Bex, you were talking about the quad size and him versus Saquon, and they talked about their game in London because they actually did the measurement circumference.
Oh, that's
the
right.
Measure.
Yeah.
And
so, like, 2022 in London, it was the Packers versus the Giants in London, like I said. And it was Saquon versus A.J. Dillon, like, arguably the two biggest quads. Most people thought it was Saquon, but after the game, they went to the locker room and measured the
circumference.
The circumference of their quads, and AJ's was bigger.
Oh.
And he came out as the king of quads.
Love it.
I wonder, Jim and John, which one of you would be the king of quads?
Me.
In this studio? Yeah, you think so?
Not even a question.
Wouldn't even do the measurement. I would forfeit that.
Yeah. Me.
That's when we have our regatta. It's my quads that are going to make the difference.
Gotcha.
Yeah. It is. They are. So pickleball has become such a popular thing. And it's still a precipice. How big do you see this sport coming?
Yeah, I don't see it stopping. This is, you know, people say, is it just the next racquetball? Is it going to kind of come and go? And, you know, the way the market's going, which is how accessible it is, how people can play at all the different age brackets, that there's tournaments all the time. We had another charity event the next day for the Down Syndrome Association of Wisconsin.
Oh, great. Oh, good.
That was Saturday, very well attended. That, you know, we've had a lot of high-level players come through, but, you know, more of these beginner tournaments are coming out, beginner leagues, now that we have these indoor facilities, because it usually was just a public court, first come, first serve,
right.
But now with Pickleball Kingdom coming to Appleton, the Pickler in Green Bay, you can reserve a court, you can get lessons, you can drill, they have ball machines that help you practice, coaches.
You can get, like, this monthly, like, family plan, like a single plan, like a junior plan. So, yeah, they have a lot of stuff. You can get memberships all year round. And I feel like parks should start making more pickleball courts. Most of them do, but just pickleball as a sport is accessible for everybody, like Brett said. Yeah, so you can do a lot of stuff with pickleball. There's a lot of cool plans that you can get.
You know what I'm really surprised at? Because when reading about some of these tournaments where it's like, okay, your level is, I don't know, D1 or whatever, just okay. It doesn't seem like it's been around that long that it would be so organized. No. Yeah, to rate everybody
handicaps.
Like that. But they, yeah, handicaps, what they have, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, with technology now, there's an app on my phone that, like we talked about on Thursday, the Dynamic Universal Pickleball Rating, acronyms DUPER, where it's like, and it's pretty accurate too, because you put in the score of each game. It's not just who won or lost. It's like if Bex and I were playing John and Jim, we would put, you know, our rating in, and then if we won 11-9, we'd put that in. It's like, oh, it was close, so it won't really affect our scores that much. But if we pickle you, or if the score is 11-1, well, that's going to affect the rating more. It'll drop you down, build us up. So then you play in tournaments, you play in different cities. So it's just like, well, the Appleton market's really good. Let's have these Appleton players play the Green Bay players, play the Milwaukee players. How do we stack up versus the pros?
Do you have to be 18 to have that app?
That's a good question, Bex. We can look into that.
I don't think
you are. I've seen kids get the app and get rated.
How good are some of these players at this young age?
Good.
Yeah.
Like, they can beat adults? Is there, tell me, I've seen it play, I have actually played it. Is there a niche? Because old people, not old, but people who are a little bit older play this, unlike maybe racquetball. Of course, they play racquetball too. Who are you drawn to these things?
Well, yeah, the kitchen is the great equalizer. That's what they call the space in between the net and that first line, because you can't just go up to the net and whack it. So these older players,
you
that say, don't
you said you can't
well.
Have someone really tall person just stand in front of the net, right? Just,
exactly. And yeah, if a good like player, it. Even if they're advanced in age, they don't move as well. If they have good shot placement and they can keep it away from these quicker, faster, more athletic players, you know, that's what's awesome. Because like Donald Driver talked about it in his interview, it's like, you know, he stepped onto the court, you know, Dancing with a Star champion, you know, Super Bowl champion, super athletic, super fast. He gets out there with these, you know, 60, 70-year-old women, they kick his butt. It's like...
Really?
Yeah, because if you don't understand the placement, this where to stand, it's like they can definitely figure out
a
strategy.
I would pay to watch that.
That would be fun. Yeah.
Well,
okay.
June 7th, Donald Driver's coming to Green Bay. He's doing a charity tournament at the in De Pere. I think it's called the Racquet Club Tennis okay. Facility, but they've converted into pickleball as well.
Wow, this is cool.
That's cool. Wow.
I hope this doesn't turn out to be like what racquetball was. Because like in the early 80s, every racquetball, that was the thing, remember?
Yeah,
racquetball, racquetball, racquetball. And then it just kind of faded away for some reason.
What? Has it?
I think so, don't you? Do you think so?
I do. I mean, yeah. It wasn't around in the 80s, but
no, that's
from
what
I've heard, it was very, very big.
Very popular. You couldn't get a court with the guys.
Right. I remember we'd get out, we'd have to play when I was in Tucson, and we'd do the 10 o'clock sports or 10 o'clock news. And me and the guy would go to the health club at the time. Remember, they'd always have those health clubs that have a juice bar and all these, and they'd have the first saunas and things like that. And we would be playing at 11 o'clock at night because that's the only time we could get a court.
So have they converted those?
I think some of them, they built them that way for racquetball. They thought racquetball was just this
What
huge.
I'm saying is, are they still there? Or have they converted them into something
else? That's a good point.
I will call it wide figure.
That's a good point. So let's put it this way. It was the Vic Tanney era. Remember Vic Tanney?
Yeah.
Remember Vic? You don't remember Vic Tanney?
He wasn't even born then.
Beck, you remember Vic Tanney?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
All right. Todd, you remember Vic Tanney?
I absolutely. That gets a bell.
I think that's where I got my. No, I'm not going to say it.
One of the things that Brett said earlier that I kind of latched onto, and both of you just didn't hear it apparently, was he mentioned, "Hey, if me and Beckett played John and Jim," and I'm thinking, that could be kind of interesting.
Is there a handicap though if we only have three working hips between the two of us?
We don't have, right.
Your hip works just fine.
We don't have the app, so we have to get that. Get our handicap.
South comes down, so we can't get that. Man.
I
we're
watch
right
out.
There, too.
Brett's very good. Like, he'll, like, an under the leg shot.
All right, we'll take care of that.
The tweener, I thought it was pretty cool. Then, you know, AJ steps out there and he's hitting him between the legs. It's like you think, because he's just learning pickleball. He's played a couple times, but still learning the rules. But you just think he's a mere mortal. Then the ball's going over his head. You see him jump up 5 feet in the air. It's like, same thing as Kraft. When he shows up there, it's like he just walks up to the fence. And then
the athleticism is a little different.
Yeah, there's
just a little.
But pickleball in the kitchen, it's a great equalizer. That's what's fun about it. It's like, you can take this super athletic guy and humble him a little bit. So
I like it.
It's cool to watch.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to taking it up this summer. I really am.
Yeah, we'll get you out there. Pickleball Kingdom's the spot. I mean, there's free courts everywhere. So if you're just looking to learn the game, Rocky Koenigs, his son's a teenager. He's like 13. He's awesome. We had him playing against AJ and other high-level players, and they can compete at that level too, even at a young age.
2 minutes to go. What is a quality that when person picks it up for the first time, if they've done this, chances are they're going to pick it up quick? And is it just tennis or is it badminton? What is it?
Any racket sport. I would say some people have the coordination gene, some people don't. But even if you don't, it's fun too, because then you jump on the court with people who aren't coordinated, and we can adapt pickleball too. You can shrink the court a little bit. You can play mini games. And
okay, I didn't say I wasn't coordinated. I don't know where that came from.
just eyeing you up. Hey, your court, you're using that to help charities, and we talk about charities a lot on this program because that's how they get their money, and the government's not going to fund them. What else do you have coming up there that we could keep an eye on?
Yeah, so a lot of the inspiration for this tournament came from Mary Beth Nienhaus. She's a big name in the Appleton community, big
donor.
She was
one of my dear friends.
Yeah, so she, Tallulah Park in Appleton, that's where it all started. Beautiful outdoor pickleball courts, lights, state-of-the-art, fences. And
what do you have going on this, your next fundraiser?
So I'm hoping to do pickleball for a purpose again next year. The plan is to benefit the Dillon Family Foundation again. Obviously, a lot of stuff's up on the air to get AJ to commit to a weekend. We can't guarantee that yet, but that's what we're working towards. But, you know, just promoting good purposes and getting the community out, that's the goal.
It'd be great if your sport could get that reputation, too, of, you know, doing more than being athletic, but giving back to the community, because that's what we need both. We need healthy people, and we need people to socialize, like you just said, and live another 7 years.
And there are some very coordinated people with artificial hips.
There is.
I've read a study on that. Yeah. It helps balance a
not
person
in this
out.
Room.
It really does. It helps. Because I had one leg shorter than the other. That's a long story.
Oh, my gosh.
Not so that long.
So when I get my rating, you got to consider those things.
Okay.
All right. Bex, great having you here. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
Brett, great work. And keep us informed of the driver thing, too, would you?
We'll do.
All right. Vanessa Moran, Feed My Starving Children, coming on. Back after us.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Power Boat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Located on the Menominee River, you'll be seated up close so you can witness all of the high adrenaline drama. The races are free and perfect for the entire family. Racing will be fierce with up to 100 powerboats and 18 heats a day. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the entire day. It's Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races, June 7th and 8th. Free for the whole family. You won't want to miss this awesome event. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page or contact the Marinette Welcome Center at 715-732-4333.
Inside Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley for over 30 years and are proud sponsors of Mino and the Mayor's Eye on the Community. Inside offers comprehensive eye care, including glasses and contact lenses. Their doctors have a special interest in treating chronic eye disease, specialty contact lenses, and pediatric care. Find Insight on Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam. Improving lives by improving sight. Insight Eye Care.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Add a Jack Centurio jersey to your collection on June 7th when the Brewers give away 25,000 Churio replica jerseys at the game against the Padres, courtesy of Chevrolet. Don't miss this one. Get tickets now at brewers.com/giveaways. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, welcome back. Special thanks, Brett Jansen, Beckett Kay, Pickleball for a Purpose, which is awesome. $35,000 roughly brought in. That's great, man. This is a great, I'm not even joking about this. I want to take this sport up.
I would love to see you guys play Brett and Beckett.
I really want to do fun. This. I do too. Me and Beckett against Jim. I think it'd be fun. I really and truly want to try this. I got to, like, are you still at Western?
Yes.
Do they have courts there?
No, we go to tennis club.
Oh, okay. Okay. Because I know at where I go.
Although they may have taken those tennis courts upstairs and converted them. I've been up there for a while. I don't say that, but I know that there's a lot of...
the Croc Center. That's what I'm saying. They got that huge gym, and they like pull the curtain across, and like people can still play basketball or play the pickleball.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they've done something. I don't know that, but the, you know, the tennis club right on Riverside.
Yeah,
yeah, that's a lot. Yeah. That's a lot of pickleball.
Oh, okay, cool. I mean, why? I mean, so many people can play it. It's so much easier, it seems like, than tennis. Because let's be honest, with tennis, 90% of the time you're running around to pick up the ball. Do you know what I mean?
It's because it's such a large court.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
You spend 10 times more time running over to pick up the balls than you do actually hitting the balls.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're a good tennis player, that probably doesn't happen. But if you're not a good tennis
bowling.
Player,
right.
That's how you do it. We got Vanessa Moran coming up, Feed My Starving Children. We got Kathy coming up from Salute to Service event for Houses of Honor, which is a really, really great entity. And that's where our Don Hudson photo, I'm going to be auctioning that off at their benefit.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's going to go for them. And then Veterans Village, we got Don Carper coming here from Veterans Village. Talked about Rocky Blyer. We were so lucky when I was at Veterans Village that Rocky agreed to come and do a golf tournament for us. Well, it's beyond that. Now, right, there's actually, I don't know if they're still having it. I'll find out from Don. But as we were talking, as Brett was talking about Mary Jane, she started a pickleball tournament down there, an outdoor one as well for the village.
Mm-hmm.
Rocky comes there. He's got a bourbon line now that he has a get together, the night before and everything. So it's a really cool thing. So if people want to meet Rocky Blyer, who is one of the nicest human beings you'll ever meet for his status, he says he's still an Appleton kid at heart.
Right.
So we're going to be talking about that when Rocky comes to town.
We'll get the information on that when he comes here. All right. Cool.
Yep. Coming first week of June. So when that'll start.
So I just want to really mention really quickly, we are part of the Bike Osh
thing
in Oshkosh.
Tell me about
that
yesterday.
We had over 80 bikers stop by the WISS studios to get their stamp.
Awesome.
And got a chance to talk to some of them. It's great because the kids from the school actually kind of organized this thing. So we had a couple of students there in our lobby, and they were stamping people's stuff and giving them directions to the next stop and all that kind of stuff.
And a couple of years ago, Tyrese Halliburton, who's now an NBA All-Star, was one of the kids doing that.
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't that cool?
That was great. We did that till noon, and then we took a drive up to the Payne Arts Center in Oshkosh. They had their spring event going
up
there. That was
you got a lot in.
It was rainy and cold out there, and then drove up, got to Area 509 a little early. I think we were the first group there.
It's all right.
So that I could
tell
everybody
who 509 is.
Well, that, of course, is Reggie and his family up there running that great restaurant in Appleton. They've got Caribbean Taste, the food truck, and also Busted Spud. It was a lot of fun. It was a little cool out at times, right? But
did he have the fires going? He said he's got the fire pits
going.
He had
fires going. Absolutely. Luminati, the band, were performing out there starting at 2 o'clock. Sat back, had some beers, ate some Caribbean food, and left there a little tipsy.
Time to go home.
I wasn't driving, so that's
okay.
Yeah.
Right then.
Nice. Boy, good weekend with you guys.
Yeah.
And
had a lot of fun.
In Green Bay, you had a lot going on. Appleton and Oshkosh, Green Bay. We had Tarl Knight on here one time, and he was talking about an event he put together. So he went to 9 parks in Green Bay on Sunday, donated a piano. Remember that? He was talking about that?
Keys to the city.
Keys to the city.
Yep.
The people came and painted the piano, and while they were painting, he provided entertainment.
That's awesome.
It was great. And we went to one of the parks, but I saw him yesterday. He goes, I got to get going. I got to go to these other parks. But yeah, it's just... You got to look for some of these things. I mean, they're not on TV and they're on our show, but there's always something to do. There's just no reason to do nothing.
I mean, no question. I mean, and it's just, you got to look for it because there's so much going on that sometimes something will overshadow something else.
But yeah, we were talking about that yesterday. How do you get the word out? And if you're not on Facebook, you know, you got to look a little harder or your friend has to call you, which is,
Yeah. But a lot going on.
A lot going on.
And a lot of people that devote their lives basically to helping others.
Right. And nobody's making any money. The money goes, like you said, to the park systems or to the more events that are coming up. And he's got a great lineup. We're going to get him back on here. He's got some unbelievable things he's got cooking for that whole shipyard district. So
it's amazing to me.
I love it.
Our communities that we come together for this stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's what's cool. You see people you haven't seen for a while.
Right.
You meet new people from all walks of life. Because, you know, everybody's interested in music and food and whatever. It was just a great weekend for
I think it'd be so awesome if that shipyard district there with Broadway, with South Broadway, if that turned into a cool, funky kind of place.
Oh, that's the plan.
I would love it.
And it's sure got the potential.
It's got the potential. But things take time, and quite honestly, they cost money. So...
I know, but just such a blighted space for so many
years.
And
that's what makes it even cooler.
And that's what makes it cooler. It's more gritty.
Right. And then... Communities have done that. I mean, it's not, you know, breaking news, but you look at Baltimore, what they did, some of the worst rundown areas.
Detroit.
And now it's like the place to go, and it's where just the cool people hang out.
Where Fort Field is right
now? Yeah, right.
20 years ago?
Yeah, right.
You ain't walking around there.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think they're really onto something there. And we need to, he's got events coming up. That's what I want to talk about when we get him on here, about things that are going on there this summer. So yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff going on.
And you know what?
All over.
Young, energy, ambition, ideas. All those things, yeah. Man. There's a place for that.
And now we can sit back and just be right. The old guys who enjoy it.
Right. Send him a check. Yeah, good. Good job, boy.
We're sort of give him advice.
Yeah, well, that's what give him advice.
We're going to show him how it needs to be done.
There you go.
Right. Let me tell you what I would do about this, Tarl. Vanessa Moran joining us next. Back after this.
Someday you'll pay the price.
.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. More ramp closures on Interstate 41 in the Fox Valley. The northbound off-ramp to County 00 Northland Avenue in Grand Chute starts today and will remain in place until fall. Drivers are encouraged to check 511WI.gov to stay aware of closures and detours. 43-year-old Kelly J. Rosemore of North Carolina was sentenced to 30 years in prison in federal court last week for charges of child enticement and committing felony sex offense against a minor as a registered sex offender. According to court records, Rosemore met a 14-year-old female from Wisconsin online and met the child twice in Green Bay area hotels where he sexually assaulted her, sometimes violently. The Brown County Sheriff's Office Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force spearheaded the investigation with critical assistance from the North Dakota Bureau of Criminal Investigation. Milwaukee Circuit Court Judge Hannah Dugan, charged with helping a man evade immigration officials, is now seeking donations to cover the cost of her defense. She announced the fund Friday with a website saying that she will not take donations from Milwaukee County residents, attorneys who practice in the county, lobbyists, judges, county employees, or anyone with pending matters before any Milwaukee County judge. She also said that she will only take money from U.S. citizens. Her attorneys have called the case against her, quote, an unprecedented attack on the independent judiciary by the federal government, end quote. Dugan pleaded not guilty to the charges last week. Her attorneys have filed a motion to dismiss the case. The website for the fund is HannahDuganDefenseFund.org. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Scarlett Johansson says after her breakout role in 2003's Lost in Translation, she enjoyed success, but it came with the baggage of being offered acting roles that objectified her. The actress told Vanity Fair that she felt she was being exploited and had to have a talk with her representatives about what kind of roles she wanted. She also said her co-star in the film, Bill Murray, was in a strange place during the filming, saying that he was dealing with stuff. Love when people allude to things but don't give you the full tea. She did say she thinks Murray is in a much better place now as life has humbled him. If you haven't seen Sofia Coppola's Lost in Translation, it's a great movie and Johansson is excellent. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today with a high in the mid to upper 50s this afternoon. A little breezy at times, especially later this afternoon. Tonight, breezy with showers after midnight, are low in the low 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered rain and a high in the mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
We believe your stories matter because here at WISS, your stories are our stories too. Our award-winning news team of Lisa Hale, Brittany Merlot, and Terry Barr cover the issues that affect your life every day, the stories that shape your world. You'll hear it on the air, read it online, and see it on social media, wherever you are. Real news, great conversation, 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, connected to you and your community. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Professor Howard Schwaber.
The point is worth making that an individual government official with the power to unilaterally declare that people can be seized without any opportunity of a hearing of any kind is getting really close to the model of rule that the American constitutional system is entirely designed to resist.
Entirely designed to resist. Antithetical to our foundational principles.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Dr. Kristen Lierley, host of the new Dr. Kristen Lierley Show, and artist-actor Steve Segrin joins the program. Now that's how you Monday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Want to see the action live? Watch Mino and the Mayor streaming weekday mornings on Facebook Live. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WISS or WGBW. Jump in, leave a comment, and be a part of the conversation. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here in a chilly Monday morning. 40 degrees in Green Bay, 41 in Hampton, 41 in Oshkosh. Forecast, mix of clouds and sun. Breezy, high in the mid to upper 50s. We got Vanessa Maren.
Hello.
In the house. That was like the French pronunciation.
Actually, Maren. I kind of liked it.
Vanessa Maren.
It makes my very plain name sound extremely exotic.
Yeah, doesn't it?
Thank you for that addition.
That's what I do.
That's a great way to start a Monday morning.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, by the way, I don't see him. When I was here last night, I was digging out empty cans. So cleaning people must have been here, put them in the bag.
I'll take them. Okay, we got a few collection months cans left. Right out there.
I dug through the thing for her last night.
You dug in the trash just for me?
Well, see what else
looking,
there.
He was looking for other stuff, too. Don't, it wasn't all you.
Okay, can I ask you guys
what did you throw
something?
Away?
Let me ask you guys something. If you lived in a place, like I live in this place.
Yeah.
Okay.
By the way, I do live in a place.
Yeah. Okay.
Me too.
The answer is going to be no, but okay, go ahead. I know
my
answer is
going to be yes. I know what he's going to ask, too.
Okay, go ahead.
Keep going. I'm with you.
If there's like a community room,
mm-hmm.
a community room, okay?
I dig.
Okay. And there's a little kitchen kind of thing and, right. and a refrigerator.
Right.
Do you think the stuff in the refrigerator is fair game for anybody?
No.
Oh, that's not where I thought you were going with this. Normally, I can read your mind, but no, I would definitely say a hard maybe.
Okay, thank you. Because people, they've all got their own apartments. They all got their own refrigerators. And I think it might be one of those things where people got more stuff, or if they're leaving, and they would put it in there.
No, the only thing I think would be fair game if it's like it was catered, and you can just tell it's got that plastic thing all over and there's vegetables and that. I think that would be okay. But if it's somebody's, I don't know. No, I would say no.
But
I would say no.
I wouldn't need it.
Really?
No. See, what I thought he was going to ask
is, would you dig for the cans?
No, well, no.
I did that for you.
No, what I thought he was going to ask is because he lives in. I was thinking more of a hotel. But if you walked by a room and the tray was outside with food on, it wasn't touched. You know how sometimes they don't. They just like they're in a hurry and it's the whole sandwich. You wouldn't touch that.
I would not.
Johnny?
No.
That is a hard pass.
No, he would. Of course he
that's
would.
That's a hard pass.
He's actually taken food that they've eaten but left.
Oh God!
I did not.
I did not do that. But if it's
I took the little ketchup bottle.
I love the little ketchup bottle.
Aren't those awesome?
Yes, the little glass one.
Yes.
Oh my gosh! I have bags. You have no
Thank
idea.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes.
I take those.
Yes.
Don't leave them behind. No waste.
Exactly.
Oh my goodness. My mom and I went to Disney a few years ago, and I came back. Disney took my money. Trust me. Oh. But I got it back. And all the little condiments from the Continental Breakfast at Pop Studio every morning. Bags and bags. Like, I have peanut butter and jelly and all the things to last forever.
Have you ever bought your own soap and shampoo, but you still took the shampoo? That was in the thing. Me too.
All the time. I always take it. That's your parting gift.
Yeah. They don't do that anymore. So
No, they don't. But I have bags, Ziploc bags. Oh, yes. And they're all sorted by shampoo and conditioner and bar soap and body wash.
Oh. Sometimes they put mouthwash in there too.
Mouthwash,
which is good.
Yeah, that's
always good to grab that.
Yep. Yeah,
sometimes you learn a little bit too much about somebody and it changes your whole perspective.
Right.
OCD and my organizational abilities.
Yeah, he's judging you right now.
I know. Yeah. I can feel it.
Yeah.
I can feel it.
Yeah. But thank you that
Almost
you and
like
I are
I
one
can
in
feel
a
that stubble growing.
I know, right? Wow. Where's Vanessa Maren, Feed My Starving Children?
So tell us about this. This is just a great, great event. Well, so many. We have a lot of people come on here, nonprofits, and they all got good causes, but yours is a really, really far reach.
It is. Well, it's a global. It's a global organization. So I've shared this before, and I'll share it every single time. The sad reality is 6,200 children die each and every day due to hunger-related causes.
That's mind-boggling.
I can't still, after all these years, I still can't wrap my mind around that figure. No. And thinking about that many children every single day gone from the face.
And it's not like an incurable disease.
Not at all. Right. Not at
it's
all.
Something that can be corrected.
Absolutely. We do not have a food production issue. We have a food distribution issue. And so that's what Feed My Starving Children tries to solve. And actually, just a few weeks ago, there was the first ever mobile pack held at UWGB, my campus.
All right.
And it was amazing. So 101,000 meals packed by 276 kids.
Wow.
These kids, these college kids, these amazing students. 449, I'm sorry, that fed 276 kids for a year, 449 volunteers. In just 2 days. Just 2 days. Right at the Crest Event Center. It was stunning. I was there. I'm so proud of those college kids that are already starting to make a difference.
Awesome.
And that's, I wish we would have done more on that when we were in school. It's a huge thing now. The cool kids do that.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
We talked about Habitat Homes, then spring break, they go build them. They work with you on this, Feed My Starving Children.
Yeah.
Talking about distribution, though, where does this go? We pack these meals for what, thousands?
Can I just jump in and say what you just brought up something in memory of what I was for CCD? Do you have CCD class?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
For our CCD class, I remember every time you're around Thanksgiving, I think it was they'd collect clothes. We'd have to separate all the different clothes that would be going to missions and in Africa and everything. And I don't know how many.
Oh, no.
Tino's Bar, Rapazzini's, so-and-so. There's all these bar T-shirts people would donate.
Oh, no. Yeah, no. That's all right.
I know. Hey, and it just brought back memories of the time I was in Jamaica, and there's a little kid walking around with I got the Schlitz kicked out of me in Rhinelander, Wisconsin.
Whoa!
Oh, that's so funny.
That's
okay. I'm sorry they didn't make you pull those shirts, but that's funny. I'm glad you shipped them.
Why not? But absolutely. No, we ship all over the place. So a couple years ago, a lot of our meals went to Haiti. I'm sorry, to Haiti after the hurricane. Then a few more years ago, a lot of our meals went to Ukraine because of the start of the war. Tons of our meals go to African countries. Honestly, it's wherever it's needed. The food many times goes and becomes almost like a food nutrition, like a school nutrition program. That's what they use to feed the kids that come to these various, ad hoc schools all around and in some of the most remote locations in the whole world.
Have you been there?
I never have. I want to badly.
I thought about you when I was reading Donald Driver's book, and he went to, I think it's Kenya or Tanzania, one of the places. And the sweetest, little girl, they wanted to, and she's like, no, I got to go get water. I'll be back tonight. And this girl walks 3 hours one way one pot and got her water for her family and walked 3 hours back the other way.
There's an organization here in Green Bay that drills wells.
I know.
Cool. I want to get them on here. We've done some work with them. The good thing about you talk about you sending the food, it doesn't spoil. I think people may not know exactly your talk about what how it works.
Doesn't spoil. But
and what Jim and I created that night.
And we did it.
Besides that,
John didn't put in the bag.
That'd be a perfect, you could tell I was here last night. She could tell I was there.
Is there a trail of crumbs?
On the floor.
Do we know where you are?
Maybe.
Can we find you?
Possibly.
No, it's so simple. Now we follow all FDA requirements. We have to wear hairnets. We have to wear gloves.
Right.
The food does get labeled with certain an expiration date, but it's way down the line.
Yeah. Right.
It's just rice, soy, veggies, and then a vitamin blend. So it's all specially designed it was a very, very specially designed formulaic model to help fight malnutrition.
And soy is basically protein, right?
So
you got four people standing around and you put in, two scoops of one of each.
Yeah, it's just.
And then it goes into a bag and the bag is attached to this funnel. So Mino and I get to, she goes, well, this is your station right here. I'm like, okay, cool. So we grab the scoopers to put the stuff in. We're pouring it in. It's like, okay.
And
we
working like clockwork.
Yeah, and
clockwork.
No bag. So it's all over the floor. So those.
how many
kids didn't eat because of Jim?
I forgot one.
Kids? Four.
There was four kids didn't eat.
There was a long process. I screwed up one small
element.
Had I not said something, they would have all been on the floor. Thank God I said, John, let's put the bag.
It's got to go to the bag.
Vanessa, now you know what my whole life is.
It's
my whole
picking
life,
up after him.
Basically, it's me making sure there's a bag in place for the show.
Right.
You know,
so right underneath them. The safety
use
nets.
It. We use it.
It's but so much fun.
That's just a very cool thing that you do. These feeding people around the world. And the groups that you bring in, like you said, you had these students come in from GB. It's something that people feel really good about it after they volunteer.
Oh my gosh.
And there's really no skill in the volunteer.
Not
except
at all.
Remember to put the bag on.
Well,
there,
you know, Mino may be banned for life. But other than that,
I can be your supervisor.
You
just walk around the clipboard.
Okay, yeah. All right. I like that idea. We can arrange that for this October. So
okay,
kids
kid
as
about.
Young as five. Young as five can volunteer. Absolutely no
young
skill.
Young as five.
5 years old. It is the only organization under two digits, or you know, double digits that kids can start volunteering.
I would love to have like my granddaughters work on a project
absolutely.
Like that.
Absolutely.
And what's cool about it the first time is that Vanessa does a presentation on how this works, why it works, where this started. And that's educational for these kids to hear, too. Like, wow, I didn't know we had this opportunity.
A little information goes a long way, and so that's how we kick it off. But then we get into that pack room, and it's just, we always say it's the most fun you'll ever have in a hairnet. And getting kids to volunteer as young as five really sets the stage for them as they, you know, continue to get older
and
volunteer it. But then they can, as they get older, you know, go ahead and get to Feeding America and get to Habitat and do all the things. But you have to be 10, 11, 12 with a lot of those other organizations, which is totally understandable. Because this is such a simple process, kids as young as five can really make a big difference.
Awesome.
I want to just underscore that one more time.
Hey, I underscore, kids as young as five can do this.
won't screw it up.
No, I'm talking about... I'm talking about get them started young on charity.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because they're going to go to the community shelter. They're going to go volunteer for the marathon. Yeah. And you want to get them started as young. And that's really, we would never allow that, right, at the community shelter.
No, man, you can't because of other reasons, you know, other things. And
wow.
But this one we can. So we encourage it. We want kids there. And we also want kids at the Green Bay Rockers game because they are doing something pretty phenomenal for us. They are actually hosting a game for us on Father's Day.
Wow.
Yes.
Coming up. Awesome. Coming up.
Only $15 for a ticket and $7 of every single ticket goes to Feed My Starving Children if you go ahead and buy your ticket through our QR code.
That's huge.
All right. It is huge.
That's great, man.
It's Father's Day.
That's super.
So a great way to celebrate. And they are welcoming us there and saying, hey, almost half, you know, half the proceeds from every ticket come to us.
Got to be honest with you, though, a little disappointed that you and him weren't handing out medals at the marathon this year.
I didn't even know
because
about
you know what?
It.
He came last year. He came back so red.
It was hot.
It was mind-boggling.
Remember that one time?
I was handing out the medals. She was giving the hugs to the kids. So you had a little better gig, but
I handed out a couple medals.
You did. I'm glad that that's coming back. Slows it, you know.
I am too
with Epic. I mean, I think that could be fun. It is fun. I'm sure they had a good time.
Yeah.
They didn't run through Lambeau, of course.
No. You know,
but that's all right. It's still in that same area. Alloway, Ashwaubenon, and Green Bay.
I heard nothing but good things. I wish I would have known more about it, but that's, you know, in time, it'll continue to grow and the word will spread, and that's what happens.
Back up to 10,000. Well,
if Mark has his hand in things, you know it's going to be pretty much top of the line.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be fantastic.
Next year, you and me, finish line.
I'll do that.
And some sunscreen.
And some sunscreen this time. Well, But anyway, there's just...
We like looking at him when he's really
red. Yeah,
they
just like teasing me.
I thought that's where you were this weekend when I walked in at first.
I didn't work it either.
Yeah.
You know? By the way, these things take time.
Yeah.
You don't have a huge problem getting volunteers, do you? I mean, it seems like that
for
place
For Feed My Starving Children?
Yeah.
Oh, no. No,
many people were there that night?
Yeah. Right?
Oh, gosh. Every pack is between 300 and 400 per session. Yeah.
And there was multiple nights.
Multiple nights, multiple sessions.
Multiple sessions
days.
During the day. That's
during the
right.
Day. During the day are the hardest ones to fill.
What is?
During the
daytime.
Day,
oh,
the daytime shifts because it's, you know, people are at work. But we encourage work groups. Like we have dental offices that come in and we have all kinds of like organizations. But mostly children during the day from schools, field trips.
I think that's fantastic.
Many companies today, and because to attract good employees, that's important to young employees. They're what do we do for charity?
Mm-hmm.
That's an interview question. Did you ask that, John, when you were?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know,
and they ask that, and sometimes it's so much goes to this or every, you know, they have, but
matching contributions,
but some of them
volunteer
say
days.
A day, every quarter, you get paid to go volunteer.
I would love that.
And then,
I get a day every year.
There's places here, like right across the street, that do that. So.
Yeah, that's so neat. I love that. Like
then they have all day. We get that at the shelter, and people come in. It's great to have them there during the day.
Yeah.
There's things to do every day. So,
absolutely.
I'll tell you some companies.
All right,
that
we got to set
that.
A quick break.
All right, take a break. All right, we'll come back.
Feed My Starving Children, an amazing organization. We're going to talk more about that and about some other things that you do in the community. Because you don't rest. You're always moving, aren't you?
That's all right.
Constantly. Back with Vanessa.
See you soon.
Right after this.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care, together we build better lives.
Treat yourself to one of our award-winning entrees at the Machine Shed. Come get your hands around one of our famous pork tenderloins, our most popular sandwich, served either deep-fried golden brown or unbreaded and grilled. Or try our roasted, stuffed Iowa chop that is stuffed with a warm apple raisin dressing and glazed with an apple whiskey sauce. Trust me, you won't regret it. This is Jeff Grunder, and we can't wait to have you over for dinner at the Machine Shed. The Machine Shed, Fox River Drive, Appleton.
Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like to take on your workday with Cintas. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, your fire extinguishers are tested and inspected, your floor mats are cleaned and delivered, and your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with the Cintas Apparel Plus program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Their work to drive visitation and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover our great state, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. To learn more about what these great organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin politics. Why, you ask? Well, it's because we are not actively in the middle of a campaign cycle. It's been more than 6 weeks now since any of us have seen a campaign ad. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? The moment we're in is as close as we're going to get to a political off-season here in Wisconsin. And we need to take advantage of this moment by taking action to improve our democracy. That means taking steps to address money in politics, cleaning up some issues with election administration, and creating a long-term plan for nonpartisan redistricting. In some cases, we can't make these kinds of changes in the middle of a campaign, so we need to be thinking about what we can do now. There's a lot both parties can agree on here, too. So let's make some moves this offseason, Wisconsin. Seize this moment to make a better, stronger, more inclusive democracy.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Special thanks to Brittany Merlot, Brent Jansen, and Beckett Kay. Pickleball for a Purpose, Vanessa Moran, Feed My Starving Children. Kathy is coming up. Salute to Service Event, which is an amazing event that I'm going to be hosting for her. Don Carper coming on from Veterans Village in Appleton to talk about the Rocky Blyer event coming up, which is really cool. But first, word for Vanessa Moran, who we have so much respect for, just because you have three times the energy of a normal person.
I do not. I feel like I'm just in the right place at the right time and just get lucky enough to be able to help out wherever I can.
We're talking about this morning. That's great that you feel that way, but every organization needs somebody that's just a little bit more energy, a little bit more active. Like Tarl Knight, right? He does a good job at the Tarleton and with the Shipyard District. I mean, it's going to happen, and there's a lot of volunteers, but he's kind of out there in front.
It's called get it done, people.
Right.
Yeah. That's
people like you, and that helps get volunteers, too.
Yeah. I'm a very small part of a very big organization, and we have a great group of people. And I really do just feel lucky enough that I get to be in this role. Honestly, the very first time I had a media interview regarding Feed My Starving Children, you would have seen, honestly, a white piece of paper and me shaking like a leaf with another volunteer sitting by my side saying, breathe, just breathe. Wow. And I was just so nervous because I didn't, I had never been in this kind of role. I was great speaking in front of, you know, 8 and 9 year olds, but it took a long time to get comfortable being able to come in and just say, let's just talk. And now, you know, that's, I hope it feels like maybe more of a skill set of mine, but the thing that makes it easy is when you're passionate about something, it's easy to talk about something and promote something. So passion is where it has to start. And then from, you know, everything else from there can be taught.
And there's, I think sometimes people have to look for that. They're passionate people, like, let's say in general, but to find something they want to do. And there's so much out there.
There
you know,
is.
There's like, we talk about, everybody knows someone maybe who suffered with breast cancer, with Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
But this is like, does that concern you that 6,200 kids are dying every day?
Oh my gosh.
No, I'm just saying, I think it does everybody.
Yeah.
But that's an option to come and volunteer and work with your group.
Yeah.
So I just think people need, and there's some studies, not to get into that, but if you're part of a social organization, you're going to live a healthier life, you know? And that's just, it's important selfishly a little bit, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, here's what I think about. There's so many great causes, and and you are the same way. We volunteered a lot of the same things, whether it's, you know, Habitat or, you know, Feeding America or Feed My Starving Children or American Red Cross or you name it, right? Mm-hmm. I've done, you know, the shelters, whatever it happens to be. And a lot of times you see the same people always volunteering, you know, in different capacities and different roles, and that's great. But I always think there's so many more people, and I know time is a huge factor, and we don't all have it.
Well, is kind of nice in that, you know, it's just a commitment. If you're just going to do the food packet, I mean, there's other things people can do, but that's only a time commitment of like 5 hours.
Not even, two hours. Yeah. Just a quick shift, you know, from 7 to 9 or from 4 to 6 or whatever. Yeah, a few hours, and it makes such a difference. It'll change your whole perspective.
Yeah.
It truly will. You'll be grateful every time you sit down with a meal.
And
I'm sorry to leave, but I was trying to find our bag of cans that we've been saving for But our guy put them someplace else. We will find them. We'll dig.
The same holds true. I think some people are hesitant to volunteer because of the time commitment. But if somebody wants to serve a meal, and you've done that as well at the shelter, I mean, it's hour and a half, 2 hours.
Yeah,
it's,
we just did that over spring break. Brought my kids and we went to Freedom House and served a meal.
Awesome.
Just the kids.
Awesome.
That's cool.
Vanessa, tell me about what you're doing, your real job.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
We'll get to that.
Well, I do a lot of things. So I'm a university development counselor with Grand Canyon University, which is a nationwide program for students. But there's also a ground campus out in Phoenix, Arizona. I am the director of administration and business development with Wisconsin Association of Health Plans. So that's also another full-time role. I am also a lead evaluator with an organization called Cognia that does school accreditation services. So that's another full-time role.
Tell me about that Cognia. How does that work?
When schools get accredited, someone has to go in and make that determination. So I'm the one that works with the schools throughout, the period of a year and a half.
I
do a lot of data collection, interviews with the school team, the administrative team, the superintendent team, school boards, parents, students, et cetera. Sometimes I go on site and then basically do a really a deep dive into the data, make my analysis, synthesize all the information, write a report, and decide whether or not they get accredited or not. So it's a big...
I do that too.
So those are my my paid positions, but I'm also serve as an ambassador with the Green Bay Area Chamber of Commerce, which is, I wear the green jackets. I absolutely love it. It's so great to welcome new businesses to the community. I'm also on the school board in the Howard Swamico School District. I'm the media chair for Feed My Starving Children. I also am the founder of an organization called 2 Miles for Autism, in addition to serving as a professor at UW Green Bay.
John, find her something to do. Find her some. No, we just.
And a whole bunch of money.
Thank you for depressing me and Johnny today.
Absolutely. John's, we couldn't feel less worthy.
Right. John's giving a talk this weekend, and I try and do some things, but it's just great to have people like you. And I think people need to, that part of your job is to tell people that those are all available, and people need to know because you don't know what you don't know, right? And
I think that's... Yes. None of these... So currently, all of the roles that I serve in never applied for, from paid position-wise. It was just all things that came. And I'll never forget, a very wise superintendent friend of mine said, the best job you'll ever have are the ones that you don't apply for. And I found that to be so true, because I just thought I was on this very linear career path, and then all of a sudden that all changed. And you just don't know when it's going to. And what I've learned is just not to say no.
Awesome.
Which can be problematic in some ways.
Somebody else, who was it? Somebody else was here and gave that advice. Was it Dennis from the Glam Band? about advice to young musicians. Yeah, Todd, is that what it was? Where it's
like, I'm not sure.
Don't try
don't
out.
Say no.
Just, yeah, just,
no, oh, like, don't say no.
Don't say no. Right,
right. Well, yeah. We only got, you know, $20 to pay you or whatever.
Take
the
gig.
Take the gig. Because you never know.
It was one of those two guys that.
Yes. Well, this is great having you here, Vanessa. God bless you for all you do for our community, man. Yes. It's like incredible.
And we hope to see you guys at the Rockers game. Father's Day.
Father's Day. That'll be there.
June 15th. All right.
A little disappointing you didn't mention one thing.
Where do we get the tickets?
You're also a part-time fill-in co-host on Rhino and the Mayor.
Yeah. Yes, I am.
Where do we get the tickets?
I'll put the link right out there on our Feed My Starving Children Facebook page.
You're awesome. Vanessa Moran.
Have a great day.
You're the best. Back with Kathy. Salute to service. Back after this.
This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden thanking everyone who wished him well now that he has been diagnosed with prostate cancer. ABC's Rachel Scott has more from the White House.
President Trump saying he was saddened to hear about his diagnosis, writing, "We extend our warmest and best wishes to Jill and the family, and we wish Joe a fast and successful recovery." And former President Obama praying for a fast and full recovery for his former number two, saying nobody has done more to find breakthrough treatments for cancer in all of its forms than Joe. And I am certain he will fight this challenge with his trademark resolve and grace.
The cancer described as aggressive. Pope Leo meeting with J.D. Vance ahead of a U.S. push to reach a diplomatic resolution to the war in Ukraine. President Trump is set to call Vladimir Putin and Volodymyr Zelensky today. Russia has outlawed Amnesty International in the latest crackdown on dissidents and activists, Putin's government calling the International Human Rights Organization an undesirable organization. This is ABC News.